Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. We are hanging out on Canton Street in Roswell. If you are in the area, come on through. We'd love to get a chance to see you, meet you, Mike. We've already met a few of our listeners and folks just hanging out today.
We got Casey over here. We got the crew from when I had my United tickets over here at 208. If you got kids now, was it fall break right now?
It is.
So if you're divorced and your wife has the kids, a perfect chance for some single dads to come on down or vice versa. But we'll be here, guys, at Loyal Tavern. I have not been up here in a minute. I know, Carl, this is just minutes away from your home. But what an amazing entertainment district this is here right on Canton Street.
No doubt, man. I was telling Day-Day, our executive producer, and Gordon, who is our engineer, you know, they do a night out in Roswell up here, and it's great during the spring and the fall when the weather's nice. And everybody's out. They changed the laws up here. You can, you know, it feels like Bourbon Street, man. You can walk the streets and have a cocktail. So it's a good time. But we're at Loyal Tavern. It's right here. You can't miss us on Canton Street, right across from Zest and Little Alley, if you've ever been there. Great steak spot as well. But we'll be here until 6, guys. We got a lot to get to, Mike. Tomorrow, by the way, we'll be in Athens getting you ready for Georgia, Alabama. And we're going to talk plenty about that today as well. 404-726-0929. You can hit us up. Let us know what you're thinking because it's still front and center. And I got here today, and Mike said to me, did you see? I said, see what? He said, Jaden Daniels practiced today. And I said, look, I like our odds going into Sunday. I do think they're going to play a lot better. I know many of you don't believe that.
Right.
But if Jaden Daniels does play for the Commanders, it changes things, Mike. He's a difference maker. He is a much better quarterback. It's not even close to Marcus Mariota. And Mariota did a great job for him last week. But I don't know what's going to happen there, Mike. And if he plays, we got to prepare for both of these guys. But I'm like silently praying that Jaden Daniels doesn't play.
Look, J.J. McCarthy made our defense look like world beaters, okay? We're not as good as what Minnesota made us look like. We're also not as bad, I think, as what happened up in Carolina. But one thing with Jaden Daniels, with his elusiveness there, and again, maybe not optimal elusiveness because of the injury, but that's a little more Baker Mayfield. And we let Baker Mayfield beat us at the last, you know, series of the game. So, look, refs score some points. All this stuff starts. Our defense will be fine. You know, they'll allow a touchdown or two, but they're going to do their job. This offense has got to be on track. Everybody around the NFL, everybody on social media, there's memes aplenty making fun of Zach Robinson, making fun of our offense, our offensive ineptitude, our inability to get Penix in a position.
I mean, actually, we need to score more points.
Exactly right, Arthur Smith. So this offense is, look, when you fire your wide receiver coach in week 3, who's also, you know, passing game coordinator, you better get some results because if you go into this bye week, Carl, 1-3, I mean, I know Arthur Blank will be watching. Everybody in the management team will be going, what the hell's going on here?
So what we're telling you, Atlanta, is this is a must-win.
This is a must-win game.
Period. This is a must-win. I don't want to hear about, oh, it's week 4. I don't want to hear about, they got the bye week. I don't want to hear about down the road, it'll be better. This is a must-win. And we've come to that conclusion with everything that's transpired this week. We were at Flowery Branch yesterday, and we're going to talk more about what Ra told us and certainly what we learned up there. But bottom line is, we got to win on Sunday. And I don't care what it looks like. Well, yes, I do care what it looks like.
Can we score 3 touchdowns? I mean, offensively?
So here's the thing.
In a game?
This is why I care. Mike, if we get a pick 6, this is all hypothetical, a scoop and a score. Scoop and score!
Right.
And then all of a sudden, we get 2 field goals. And let's just say we win the game, but the offense doesn't score a touchdown, and yet we win. We'll be happy, but I'll still be disappointed because the offense is still not doing anything.
Right. Now, we did beat the Saints at home last year the same fashion. A bad special team screw up inside the five-yard line, and we had a Troy Anderson.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he had a pick six. You know, and I mean, we actually did it that way defensively in special teams. At this point, fans just want to get back on the track with a win. But Ray McLeod, Falcons wide receiver, the quote today, and thanks to Josh Kendall, he had it. When you lose 30-0, the mindset better switch. Everybody's job is on the line. Urgency better kick in or nobody is going to be here.
He ain't lying. He's not lying. Like, from the top all the way to the bottom. Because here's the domino effect of what potentially could happen. Guys, we're live at Loyal Tavern here in Roswell, right off of Canton Street. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. If this goes bad, and it could, which is why it's a must-win game on Sunday, Mike, you're talking about changing at the top, which changes everything. Because if you change general managers, guess what? The new general manager comes in and says, well, got to reevaluate all this talent.
And I didn't hire this coach. And I didn't hire this coaching staff.
And none of these guys I drafted.
Right.
So from the top to the bottom, Atlanta, you're almost starting over if that was to happen. It's beyond just bringing in another head coach. Now, I think talented guys like Bijan and some of these other – Drake, they're going to be here. But when you start talking about evaluating jobs – if this goes bad, and what we're saying is, if you don't win on Sunday, you go into the bye week, you come out of the bye week, we got a game against the Buffalo Bills, and Josh Allen, the best quarterback in the NFL right now, and if you lose that game, you're talking about being 1-5?
4.
1-4?
Yeah.
Unacceptable.
No, I mean, look, we've seen other teams around the league, like, again, the Chiefs, everybody's writing the Chiefs off, and maybe they don't come back. But you still give them a fighting chance because they got Patrick Mahomes. They got a great defensive coordinator. They've been there and done that. And maybe they'll get healthier and they'll get better at the wideouts. But, you know, they've been there. There are certain teams, like, for instance, if the Dolphins start 1-4, you give them no shot.
Zero.
And we're in that same boat. There's no confidence equity, for lack of a better word, built in from the fan base or nationally in that team.
What do you guys think? Because Mike's right. We need to go from the laughingstock of look how hilarious the Falcons offense is to, wow, look how many points they scored and look how efficient they looked and look how they executed. Can we move the needle that much? And what is going to satisfy you to make you feel better? Is it a touchdown? Is it 21 points to Mike's point? Or is it, hey, man, if they don't score 4 touchdowns on Sunday, we got a problem.
Guy hit me up today. I just mentioned we're at Loyal Tavern here in Roswell. Guy says, hey, Mike, Carl, would Eric Bieniemy be a good replacement for Zach Robinson? I said, hell, at this point, I would take a hologram of Bill Walsh to call plays for our team. I mean, that's where we're off in the weeds we are right now.
Yes, we are. And by the way, we might as well be 1-5 if we do lose Sunday, because I got to tell you, after the Bills, you know who we get? Kyle Shanahan and the 49ers.
Yeah, West Coast swing, and that's going to be a tough game because those guys, despite all the injuries, 7 starters out, as you pointed out yesterday, they're 3-0.
All right. So how did we get right? How do they fix it? I want you to hear a couple of things from Raheem Morris. That's on the way. We're live again in Roswell. We're going to talk plenty about the Dogs today because the great Barbara Dooley's coming on. And I know she's got things to say about this game with Alabama.
Why do you hate Alabama so much?
I don't hate them, but, Mike, I do think they're going to take an L on Saturday night. And, look, I think they'll probably play their best game. I don't think they played their best. That's the scary thing for Dog fans. Alabama's not played their best game. They played good. But even in the win last week or, you know, before their bye, I didn't feel like they played their best. I think Georgia's going to get their best game.
You and I were talking about this. Check out our pre-show. We do a little pre-show deal. It's on Twitch and on YouTube TV. It airs around 11:10. We give you a heads up on Twitter when it's coming out. But we did it today, and I was telling Carl, these teams kind of mirror each other. Now, granted, Georgia hasn't lost a game in Alabama. That game plan against Florida State, you know, credit Florida State's defense. But both teams have got explosive wide receivers. Both plays give up big plays in the passing game. Both teams have no pass rush right now. Which pass rush is going to emerge on Saturday? The weather may still be a concern if it rains, too.
Yeah, coming up later this hour, the great David Pollack is going to join us. 3-time All-American. We'll talk with the Georgia legend about his thoughts about this game. And look, I think it was Pollack was one of the first guys saying
it. Right, he said it. Where's the beef?
They're not getting any pass rush. And if you're not getting any pass rush from the guys you expect to get pass rush from, now you have to do something Kirby doesn't like to do. Blitz, right? Now you're drawing up things. Kirby's philosophy, even when he was at Alabama, and Nick Saban, too. Guys, we're so good up front, we're going to get pressure with our front four.
Right.
And our linebackers can roam and do all the things we want them to do. When you start sending backers and safety blitz and all that, now you're opening yourself up for different things the offense can do to you. So I'm curious to see how Kirby deals with this. But Pollock's going to join us at around 2:40 today. Stay tuned for that. Also, along the way, guys, as we get, again, big show. We got a lot to get to. We'll continue to talk about something that we were talking about yesterday, Mike, and that is, you know, with this football team and the Falcons specifically, I don't think there are many worries about the defense. The defense has been really good. But what are the expectations now that you feel like some of this stuff has been addressed? I don't know if it's all been addressed, but some of this stuff. And that's part of this conversation, guys. You can't change everything in 4 days.
No, that's the thing. I mean, firing your wide receiver coach, passing game. So the guy that was part of the passing game has been fired. So T.J. Yates, who's been around – and, you know, played quarterback at the NFL. Now he apparently has that on his shoulders. What changes? What is going on with our wide receivers? Are they healthy? You and I are of the opinion, and again, Coach said it, Zach Robinson said, Darnell Mooney is basically in what the quote was ramp up, period, Carl.
Missed camp.
Since he missed all of camp. So how, and that's why I come back to the scapegoating thing with Ike Hilliard. If you've got two receivers that aren't 100%, you're going to fire a guy? To me, that's jive. And if I was a player on that team, I would think it's jive. Hopefully, they've got a stronger culture that doesn't fester. But you better go out there and win. And they better figure out how to get Michael Penix to get the ball out quicker, get the ball out. Carl, if the vertical's been taken away, there's more options. We've got players who can beat guys one-on-one.
Yeah.
We'll get the explosive play. It'll just be yards after the catch.
Correct.
Why haven't they pivoted to that?
That answer is unknown. I have no idea why we haven't done more of that. I will tell you this, though. Michael Penix is a leader. And I'm not saying that because I like the kid, and I do. I think you know this. But Jesse Bates said during that game, yesterday actually at practice, that Michael Penix walked over to the defense and said, yo, that game was on me. I got to play better. This is a guy that's played in 6 games.
Right.
Sometimes he may not know if he's coming or going, but the courage, Mike, and the balls to walk over to the defense and say, look, my fault, I didn't do enough in that game, it's on me, I've got to play better. All of those defensive guys, and Jesse Bates told the story, he was like, it meant a lot to us.
Right. This isn't, and again, I'm not trying to pick on Caleb Williams, but some of the things he didn't say in your...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
One in Chicago, which gets the city and some of the guys in that locker room looking, what if we got the right guy? He's a leader. He owned it. Look, he was frustrated with the offense. I think frustration bore the flat-footed throws as opposed to better mechanics. That's something that's easily cleaned up. But, we were telling the listeners, and certainly after what we saw against the Commanders last year on Sunday Night Football, this guy looks like he belongs in the NFL. We knew there was going to be a game like this. We just didn't know the entire team was going to collapse around him.
Was he fired for performance? Or was there something else to it? We'll let you hear what Ra told us yesterday when we come back live at Loyal Tavern on Canton Street in Roswell. It's Dukes and Bell.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.